That's an apple pie. This is a peach cobbler.
Okay. Some people think deep, they'll have an apple cobbler, which is the same as a deep apple pie.
Oh.
And this is different. These are different terms.
Oh, I was back in Kentucky in the oil field, and for dinner we had fried apple in a crust.
Mm-hmm.
Had a whole dish pan full of them. And the lady would just make them that morning where we went into this home to eat our dinner. I enjoyed two of them. I never tasted them before, and they're fine.
Mm-hmm. A lot of good things, huh? If you're thirsty, you might go to the sink, turn on the faucet, and get a
drink of water.
And you probably drink it out of a
glass.
So would you ever say, I'm going to have a glass of...
Glass of water?
Would you call it a tumbler? Somebody said, what happened to the water? And you say, well, I
drank it.
And they say, well, how much have you
drunk today? 3 or 4 glasses.
Somebody comes to your house to have a meal with you, and they're standing up. He said, well, go ahead, won't you
sit down?
So they went over and
sat down. Might sound too better. It sounded better to have said, won't you have a chair?
Okay. And they're sitting at the table, just sitting there. And you say, well, go ahead and
eat.
Or in reference to the potatoes, go ahead and
pass the potatoes.
Before you pass them, you want them to take some.
Have some potatoes.
You wouldn't say help yourself or take some potatoes? Or
no, I'd say have some potatoes.
Have some potatoes. Okay. You're the doctor. But they didn't like potatoes.
Don't care for any. They're watching their weight, and there's a lot of starch in the potatoes.
That's a good excuse, I guess. Okay. If you have the same, by the way, your noon meal you call a what?
Dinner.
And the evening meal?
Supper.
Okay. If you have the same food for supper that you had for dinner?
No.
You won't do it. suppose you have the same food for dinner of one day that you had for supper, left over from the previous day. Would you call that, we're just going to have
pickups.
You wouldn't say leftovers, huh? Warmed overs?
Well, you could, but then...
Pickups.
Pickups are the easiest.
Pick up what you say. Okay. The steak was so tough that you couldn't...
cut it.
Or
couldn't chew it.
And they cook up some cornmeal, and they might have...
cornmeal mush, which I like.
You ever have hominy?
Yes, sir. I'm a special friend of hominy, and my sister-in-law has a fit of just eating what the hogs eat.
I haven't run into very many people around here that eat hominy. We always have eaten hominy.
Well, I have to buy it to get it.
Yeah,
my wife wasn't raised on it.
Mm-hmm.
I was quite a bit.
How would you describe hominy? It's in the kernel.
It's the kernel of the corn that has had the outside removed and the germ pretty well taken out of it, you know.
You don't have grits, so.
Yeah, we get them down south all the time and ask for them.
We don't have them around here.
No. It's just cornmeal here.
And things like peas and carrots would be not fruit, but
vegetables.
And you grow vegetables out back in your
garden.
And if you had a leather jacket and somebody says, well, that's not real leather, and you say it is too, it's
genuine.